Hey everyone, welcome back to another Softly Spoken Saturday with me, your host. There is honestly a lot that I would like to talk about because I wasn't able to post last week due to the fact that, well, my computer completely broke down. So, as you may know, on Monday it was my 21st birthday and it was really, really fun. It honestly felt really surreal presenting my ID to get a drink because I've never done that before, for obvious reasons, but I just felt like, man, I'm considered an adult now, so I can do adult things, but I feel at the same time, I'm most definitely a kid at heart. I mean, I've been a role player ever since I was like 6 years old. Very, very young. I know. I started basically on these like RPG games, JRPG, like all that stuff, and it's really changed my life in the better, I would say. I feel as if I never pursued those games as a kid, I wouldn't even be here. I wouldn't be interested in the aspect of roleplay. But in all honesty, what I really love about roleplay in general is that you can be anything that you want. The world is endless. Quite literally, you can be anyone and whatever you want. And because of that endless aspect, it's kind of the reason why I'm able to make like a lot of videos without feeling stuck in a way. Obviously, there are times where I don't know what to do next, but again, the options for me are endless. So yeah, I guess, you know, roleplay has been part of my life for a very long time. And turning 21 made me realize I still really enjoy this aspect of storytelling. And I think I will still enjoy it for a good amount of time. Maybe until I'm like 70-something. Who knows? But yeah, I honestly really and heavily advocate for you guys to just keep exploring into this aspect of roleplay if it interests you. Because, oh my goodness, there are so many things you can do, like D&D, or maybe like roleplay with your friends. Honestly, a good roleplay session will be in your mind for years to come. Like, trust me, that story arc, the character development, everything, you'll just think about it for a long, long time. Okay, I'm getting really off track, but back to my birthday, I guess. But yeah, it was really, really fun. I was really upset that I had to push back on my birthday stream because I was honestly so excited to spend some time with my viewers, my audience, because I haven't live streamed in so long and I plan to start like regularly live streaming in actually some due time. Everything is basically ready. I just need a few more things and I should be good to go. I can actually tell you guys a little bit about that because yeah, why not? So one thing that I was really worried about was basically OBS and all that stream stuff because it just looked really, really complicated to me, but I got the gist of it. And the moment I started to just look into it a bit more, research and just ask around for help, I've noticed that it wasn't as intimidating as I thought it was. And I started to do so much. Let's just say I am really excited. I ordered myself a background, a transition, a waiting, ending, and BRB screen, like all that stuff. And as you can tell, like, I'm just really, really excited because I feel as if not only it is a huge step forward when it comes down to how I stream. Because back in the day, it was just a black screen with me talking. And people didn't mind. But at the end of the day, I felt really bad that I couldn't provide more. And I most definitely could because I was financially very able to do so. So let's just say it is a huge step forward to what I used to do, and I'm really happy and excited to bring forth new content, better quality content for everyone that has been supporting me this whole time. So to everyone here listening and to everyone who's going to be, you know, partaking in my content in the future, thank you, thank you. And again, thank you for just being there for me and watching me grow and supporting me in what I love to do. So yeah, I really appreciate it. And I honestly hope that you're having an amazing day. Because of your support, I most definitely am having a really good day myself. Another thing that I've really reflected on for my birthday was just protecting my mental energy and just understanding that it is okay to put my foot down and just be like, hey, I really don't appreciate you treating me like this. Because at the end of the day, it is critical to take care of yourself first. Because you deserve to feel happy and safe and, you know, in a good environment. That's what you deserve. That's what everyone deserves. And if they feel that someone or something is just ruining the vibes, they have all rights to remove it out of their lives or just make it apparent that they're not happy with their current situation. So one thing that I most definitely think is one of the most important lessons of my life is that protecting myself from negative energy is crucial and it is completely valid and okay. Because I know sometimes people struggle with this idea that they don't want to cause problems or they just don't know what to do or how to express their pain, but understand that there's always someone out there who's willing to listen and willing to help you. But yeah, I would say that basically wraps up everything that I've reflected on for my birthday. And I have to say, I really miss recording these because my computer was out for a really long time and not being able to work for over 3 days was honestly so dreadful. And just being able to work again feels so relieving and just exactly what I needed at the moment. Because I feel like if I don't do anything for a long time, I will genuinely go insane. Don't get me wrong, I know that sounds really weird, but if I sit at home all day and I don't do anything, I will go nuts. Quicker than you guys would ever imagine. But yeah, if you ever find yourself just feeling really down, go find something new to do or maybe do that one thing or one hobby that you've always wanted to try. I feel like especially now with the situation we've been put in, it is a great time to try something new. And maybe, just maybe, you could start something from it. A small business or maybe start content creating, you know, all that stuff. Because at the end of the day, what you truly enjoy to do is really unique. And there's most definitely a ton of people out there who would love to see your creativity. So if you've been interested in pursuing a career in content creation, then I honestly heavily advocate that you go for it. Obviously do your research and make sure everything's okay, but I feel like you would have a grand time. And that basically wraps up everything that I wanted to discuss about. I hope you guys enjoyed this week, and I hope to see you guys next week, where I think my next topic is going to discuss why I'm obsessed with frogs so much. I feel like you all would enjoy that, because in all honesty, I don't really have an answer myself. So let's discover one together.